Maybe I could throw out a radical idea here. I assume it's politically dead in the water, but what if we completely reinvented and rethought driver's education, and that we emphasize that driving is a privilege, not a right, and there's more rigorous testing, more remedial actions for people who fall short, and we really try to get the bottom 5% of drivers off the road.
Yeah, and that's what they do in European countries, you know, with graduated licenses, and they make sure that you have the maturity and the ability to handle these vehicles before you're loosed on the road. I won't name any particular auto manufacturer, but with 700 horsepower vehicles.
Right. And I think that one of the things they're learning about the young driver is that young drivers are waiting longer to actually get their license than they used to, which is a good thing whenever you consider the fact that the part of your brain that actually processes judgment calls isn't fully developed until you're well into your 20s.
I'd like to think that's a very good thing, Bernie. And it's interesting. We had a terrible crash in the town that I live in here in Southeast Michigan just within the last 2 weeks, where someone who had graduated from high school days before passed away in a traffic crash. And I couldn't help but think about some of those statistics that you just mentioned about brain development. And I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting longer, and maybe a net benefit of kids today waiting longer in general to get their license might be that we lose fewer on the road.